Free speech advocates rally at California Capitol against Stop Nick Shirley Act. Tensions flared at the California State Capitol in Sacramento on August 26 as free speech advocates rallied to overturn a new state law they dubbed the Stop Nick Shirley Act, signed by Governor Gavin Newsom last week. Utah independent journalist Nick Shirley joined Republican state lawmakers and hundreds of supporters speaking out against what they said was a violation of their rights. The legislation signed by Newsom on August 22 expands an existing program created to protect domestic violence victims to include immigrant service workers, making it illegal to post, display, disclose, or distribute the personal information or image of any designated immigration support services provider, employee, or volunteer, or other individuals residing at the same home address, with the intent to harass, dox, or threaten them. Anyone who violates the law faces a minimum fine of $4,000 and a maximum of 3 times the damages amount awarded by a jury. The law goes into effect October 1, 2027. Newsom's office denied claims the legislation targeted Shirley and his investigations. Shirley published his first California-related video on March 16 after his team uncovered over $170 million in alleged fraud tied to a daycare and hospice care system in the state. Shirley, who joined the rally, said there was no need for the bill. Here in California, the politicians, instead of going after the fraudsters, they've now gone after those that are going to expose the fraud, Shirley told the crowd. Some state lawmakers have also come out against the new law, officially titled Assembly Bill 2624 Privacy for Immigration Support Services Providers. In America, we have a right to free speech and the freedom of the press, Republican State Senator Tony Strickland, whose district is mostly made up of Orange County cities, told the crowd. And every citizen has a right to challenge how their money is being spent in the state of California. Republican Assemblyman Carl DeMaio of San Diego County said the law will end up in court. "I'm asking the U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division to intervene to block implementation of the Stop Nick Shirley Act," DeMaio said in a video on X. "The DOJ can take cases up that infringe on constitutional rights. They can haul California into court and defend our First Amendment rights. One way or another, we're taking this to court." Newsom spokeswoman Diana Crofts Pelayo told the Epoch Times in an email, "The real controversy here is that MAGA Republicans are either lying to create up fake conspiracy theories, or none of them know how to read." The governor's office and supporters of the legislation claim the bill only allows immigration service providers the ability to hide their personal information from the public to protect themselves from getting exposed or harassed. Democratic Assemblywoman Mia Bonta, whose district is in the Bay Area, introduced the bill on February 20, 1 month after Shirley first publicly announced he was targeting fraud in California during a January 21 congressional hearing on Minnesota fraud. Bonta said she had no idea who Shirley was before she submitted the legislation, telling KRCA in April she didn't live in the same spaces in social media where Shirley's people were. Bonta's husband, California Attorney General Rob Bonta, had already filed lawsuits with Minnesota's Attorney General against the Trump administration after millions in fraud were uncovered in Minnesota following Shirley's investigations in December. Attorney General Bonta has also led an unprecedented legal fight against the Trump administration during President Donald Trump's second term, filing 82 major lawsuits and more than 120 briefs supporting other legal actions. Link. Since President Trump returned to office, California has been under attack and has led the way in fighting back, the attorney general said August 4. In his remarks Wednesday, Shirley told the crowd that the new law created a protected class of people within state government and gives them special privileges by excluding them from having to disclose their information to the public. "Politicians have learned they can use immigrant communities and nonprofits to funnel millions upon millions of tax dollars into nonprofit organizations," Shirley said. "Now, they want to prohibit people from being able to go and film these locations to expose it," he said. The Pacific Justice Institute spoke at the rally and said they plan to help challenge the law in court. The purpose of this legislation, the goal of it is very clear, is to intimidate you not to investigate. Not to report. To go home in fear, said Brad Dacus, president of the Institute. The Institute pledged to defend anyone in court fined by the state under the new law.